I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, remembering a giant. Historian John Hope Franklin has passed away. We'll talk about his life and legacy in just a moment. But first, we continue with our international briefing. We turn now to South Africa, where a planned peace conference has been indefinitely postponed. The conference was to have featured two of South Africa's Nobel winners, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and former South African President F.W. de Klerk, but both withdrew after South African officials denied a visa to the Dalai Lama. Critics say it was a craven attempt to appease the Chinese government. China is a major trading partner with South Africa. Joining me now to talk about this is NPR Special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt. She's in Johannesburg. Welcome back. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
Did the government come out and admit that it was denying the visa to the Dalai Lama because it did not wish to upset the Chinese government, or was there some other stated reason?
No, the government continues to insist that the reason was because it's a sovereign country, South Africa. It makes its own independent decisions. But this isn't the first time the Dalai Lama has been, as we say, dissed by the South African government. He came to visit here as a part of a religious delegation some years ago when Thabo Mbeki was president, and he would not meet with the spiritual leader because of pressure, they say, at that time from the Chinese government. He was with a group of spiritual leaders, but he wanted to have a separate meeting with Mbeki, but that was denied. So clearly the Chinese have had a major influence because there's a huge trade relation between South Africa and China, and China's total exports to Africa last year rose 36% to about $58 billion, and its imports of African goods went to about $56 billion, according to, you know, some reports. So there's a lot of business going on between these two countries. And there's also reports in the newspapers that the Chinese government has contributed to the ruling party's political campaign. And as you know, there's an election next month. So I haven't seen that pinned down, but the political contributions are not transparent here. So it's possible we'll never know.
And foreign governments are permitted to contribute to political campaigns?
Anybody is.
Anybody is. Now, we've seen two different reasons for this decision reported in the papers. One is that it would be a distraction. The other reason stated was that there was never any formal invitation issued, so there was no need for a visa. Does anybody buy that?
Very few South Africans buy it. I mean, most of them think that this is a dishonoring of South Africa's longstanding commitment to human rights, and also that it reflects on the countries that supported South Africa during its struggle against apartheid. So, you know, even two of South Africa's, one a top government official has slammed this decision, the Minister of Health, who's now in hot water because of it, and also one of the top constitutional court judges has also said that this is an abasement of South Africa's human rights position that it has had all of these years.
And in fact, that was exactly what I was going to ask you. This decision has made headlines internationally, and I wondered how the decision was being received in South Africa. Has it been considered a major story?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in the papers every day. The headlines even today are about this denial of the visa. Nelson Mandela's grandson, Mandla Mandela, who was on the conference organizing committee, told reporters that he wanted the Dalai Lama here and that it is really worrying and saddening. And he asked the question, where are we headed in the future? And I think a lot of people are raising that question, not only because of this, but because in the Security Council at the United Nations, South Africa has sided with countries like Burma, Zimbabwe, Sudan, which the international community believes is in violation of their country's human rights. But the South African Communist Party here has supported the government, and some of them have even said that during the month of March, because of the failed Tibetan uprising against Chinese rule 50 years ago, a lot of Western countries don't allow the Dalai Lama into their country at that point. But I think the majority of opinion seems to go against the South African government's decision.
Is there any chance that the government will relent?
In a word, no. You know, this conference was organized by these Nobel laureates, including Nelson Mandela, who wasn't going to attend, but it was to get some publicity against racism, against xenophobia. You know, there have been xenophobic attacks here, but elsewhere in the world. So it was organized as sort of a peace conference and using football or soccer, as they say, as a reason to tell people that they should fight against these two terrible things. So now that the visa was denied, I think that the 2010 World Soccer Cup has gotten more negative publicity. Now, I suspect every time the 2010 World Cup comes up, reporters and others are going to be saying, yeah, well, look what happened, when South Africa was trying to do something about human rights and do something about racism and xenophobia. They denied the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people entry into the country. So I think the negative publicity is going to reverberate for some time to come. We just don't know yet how it's going to affect the 2010 World Cup.
Charlene Hunter called us, NPR special Africa correspondent. She was kind enough to join us from Johannesburg. Charlene, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.